What's up, sluts? I'm always back with an update and never guess like I tell you I'm gonna do. But honestly, I haven't podcasted in a really long time. I posted an episode today that was literally from when I first moved to this house, and that was like maybe a month or two ago. A long time. A lot has happened. It was from when I went to Palm Springs and my whole life fell apart. So I got back from Palm Springs. I don't know if the universe or God has been trying to tell me something about Chad. He ended up breaking up with that girl within a week, literally a week. We ended up talking, stopped talking, kind of talk now. It's very complicated. I'm still super into meditation, like more than I have ever been. I actually went to the crystal shop today with my best friend and I got her Christmas gift there, but she doesn't know. And I've been doing really weird. I'm in the shadow works of stuff with my spirituality. So I was doing really good for a really long time. Me and him were kind of talking back and forth. We were supposed to see each other again. And then I had a huge blow over with my parents recently. And I just completely cracked and broke and admitted stuff I had never admitted, which I probably won't talk about. It's too morbid to talk about on here, but I'm definitely healing. I'm definitely in that shadow work stage. And you know when people are like, oh, when you start to have like a higher vibration, you start to become very intuitive and very, just spiritual and starting your spiritual awakening. It's not easy. It's not happy dandelions and sunshines. You may be happy sometimes because you're getting to realize things about the world and the universe that you would have never gotten to realize if you weren't spiritual, but it's definitely still very hard on one's mind, and healing's never easy, but it's something you owe to yourself, and there's levels to healing, and I hope all of you guys are trying to heal currently. I saw this amazing quote. And it was like, you may not be responsible for your traumas, but you are definitely responsible for healing them. And I just kind of sat there and I was like, damn right, we all are. So I've just been working very much on healing. Chad has been coming in and out. He currently came out, actually, today of my life. Do I think he'll always be in my life? Yes. Do I think he's the one? I have no idea. Do I think it's going to be hard to realize where the lines work with him? No, everything's so blurred. One second he's like, you're hot, I want you to come over. The next he's like, no, COVID's going on. He's running away from himself, which I know, and it kind of sucks, but it's the truth. And it's very hard when you really like someone and you're secure with who you are and you can kind of notice they have no idea what the frick they're doing. It's hard. But I've been focusing a lot on myself, on growing, on learning, on being a better person. I hope you guys are too. This, like, just everything lately has been feeling really weird. I know December 21st is going to be the shift. Hopefully my whole life doesn't change. My life, I'm a Taurus and I hate change. My life has just been constantly changing. Guess who quit their job? That's kind of something my spiritual guides made me do. I don't know what the frick happened, but I ended up quitting my job and I'm applying to new places and I'm pretty sure I'm going to get a job at Starbucks. So there's that. As far as it comes to just life and everything else happening, again, very teeter-tottery. I literally realized tonight, I was on my drive home from the city I used to live in to the city I live in now, and I was like, holy fuck, my life has changed so much and I kind of haven't even realized it. And I was like, I really don't like my life in this city. Which is kind of funny because God is so ironic in so many ways. But And so is the universe. They just kind of laugh in your face because they give you everything you want, but sometimes what you want isn't what you need. So yeah, I was so happy living in my old city in Northridge, and I just remember being so smiley and bubbly and coming home and home feeling like home. I come home to this house and it doesn't feel like home. So yeah, it just feels like an empty, vast space. It has no character, no love. We don't talk to any of our neighbors, and it's new, but not in a good way. And it's kind of funny because I always say that the universe, whatever you ask for, it's going to give to you. It doesn't care. And when we were first viewing houses, this one was my favorite one. And I was like, oh, it would be so cool to live in this city. It's such a trendy city. There's so much around to do. I don't spend any of my time here. I literally spend my time driving back, which is so sad. I don't really go into any of the trendy places. I literally told my mom the other day, I was like, it's so funny that we used to drive out to the city to come shop and do so much stuff. And now that we live here, we literally don't do any of the stuff that we would do. It's a very bitter feeling when you kind of pick the wrong thing. But yeah, another story I have on like crystals and meditation and the law of attraction is actually one that is amazing and that keeps me having hope with me and Chad, because I really wanted this desk. I thought this desk was gorgeous. It was before I moved. I went to IKEA to look for this desk maybe a total of 5 or 6 times, driving there, waiting in line, and trying to see if they had it. I would check online all the time. Sold out for the longest time because it's really nice. It's kind of not too expensive, and it's very useful now that I have it. So I realized with having this desk, one day I really wanted it. I was telling my mom the only place I could find it on was OfferUp. So I was making deals, but OfferUp's a little bit sketch. It's the new eBay, and I love eBay. I love a good eBay. I freaking hate Amazon. I love a good eBay moment, though. Sorry, I was, like, touching my necklace. When I was looking, it was only OfferUp, and I had told my mom in the elevator going, no, in the elevator leaving my house, I think, or coming home, something like that. I was like, oh, I made this offer to this lady. Hopefully she takes it, because what the fuck? I really need a vanity. Like, I'm doing my makeup on the floor. I'm so annoyed. I can't finish my room because I don't have one. And I was really annoyed by it, whatever. And I get out of the, I'm going to go into the elevator, and I see the desk right there. And it was just insane and mind-boggling, and was like, what the fuck? The universe just always listens. Always. So keep that in mind. I've been manifesting a couple things. A new laptop, for starters. A new job. And I don't know how it's going. I believe in it. I do believe I have those things. I've been manifesting Bad Bunny. And a lot of the time, the hardest thing, and I saw a TikTok today on it, is believing in what you're manifesting. Because a lot of people, like for me, it's easy to manifest things like my desk. Because if I know I have the money for it, and it's so funny because I was so close to paying for that desk so many times and I had the money for it, but God probably purposely made me go to IKEA so many times and spend money on other stuff and not the desk because he wanted to give it to me for free. And I had already visualized it in my room because I wanted it. So I think it's easy for me to visualize material things that I know I can buy. And they always end up coming to me. So like my favorite Louis Vuitton wallet, I visualized it. I was like, it's so cute. I can afford it. And I ended up just going and buying it. Things, a little bit more random things like Bad Bunny tickets or Russ tickets, I just love them. I believed in my heart that I was going to meet them, and I did. So things like that are so easy for me to manifest, like my mirror that I have, actually my entire room. I remember growing up watching YouTubers with the rooms. They're not in this exact like style of home, but having really nice rooms, especially the big mirror I have. A lot of YouTubers have it. It's like the huge $300 IKEA like 7-foot mirror with the silver like lining. I don't think they sell it anymore, but they definitely did before. And I just, like, when I was younger, I visualized it in my room. I was like, I really wanted it. And then a couple years later, I had it in my room. Some manifestations do take a lot of time, I will say that. But for me, it was so easy to manifest things like crystals or Moldavite, because I got to hold it, and I literally had watched one video about Moldavite my friend sent me. They were like, you kind of need this. I went to it's so rare to find, especially in crystal shops, especially in LA. Nobody freaking has it, and I got the opportunity to hold it in Palm Springs. It was fucking cool, but I learned it's not for me yet, which is kind of sad. But I'll definitely be going back and buying from that guy when I do feel ready for it. And it's just kind of crazy because I got the opportunity to hold it, do whatever. Things like that are so easy for me to visualize. Like, I know that I'm getting a small Louis Vuitton bag. Like, it's just coming to me. I already own it. I've already seen it in my head. It's so easy for me to do things like that, or new boots or new makeup or whatever. That is easy for me to visualize, or Bad Bunny Crocs. Like, I know they're coming to me and I know that I have them. Those are all easy things for me to obtain and get, because I kind of in the back of my head know, like, even if, you know, there's some obstacles, I still have the money to buy these things, and they're still very obtainable. So in my head, I kind of already have them. Where I have a harder time manifesting things is people, because I have a hard time believing that they're actually going to work out, or believing they're actually going to be here. So that's what's a little harder for me. But that's usually what's harder for everyone. Sorry, I was reading a text my childhood best friend sent me. But those are easier things. People and, like, other emotions are harder for me. But setting good intentions towards it, letting it go, and being happy every single time you think about it is what I think will help, hopefully. Hopefully everything works out in my favor. I keep getting all these tarot card readings on TikTok telling me that the whole universe is working in my favor, which I'm sure it is, but yeah, things have been okay. As far as work-wise, one day I just got up, I got tired, and I quit. Again, things like my job are easy. Like, when I first wanted my job at this place, I was 15 years old, had no experience. It's really hard to get hired there, like, really hard. And I got hired right on the bat, just because in my head I had already visualized it and I knew I was going to work there. Things like Starbucks, I know I'm going to work there. I've always already visualized it, like, I'm already there. But again, things that are harder for me, grades, people, those are more uncertain things. So it's kind of harder for me. But hopefully it gets easier with time. If anybody has any, like, recommendations on what to do to kind of clear my mind and make it a little better for me, I would absolutely love and appreciate and adore those. And other news, Costco guy, I think I had told you guys about him, the guy who would smoke weed with his dad. He called me one night, like, 5 times, and maybe he's my soulmate, because I also got all these tarot card readings that my soulmate was coming, and maybe it's him. Maybe I'm ignoring my soulmate, but, he just kept calling me and trying to hang out, and it was a little weird, so I stopped talking to him. There is the Target guy. I find him so cute, so attractive. Still don't know if he's dating one of my friends. Also, just, like, he is much older, and it's a little weird. So he's kind of, like, harder. Of course, I have a soft spot for Chad, but I'm also growing out of it, which kind of makes me sad in some senses because it's like I'm giving up and I don't care anymore. So, again, things happen, people grow. Hopefully, I'm going to better places. Also, things like college, like, that's so easy for me to visualize. I'm already in college. I'm already in my, like, dream apartment. I'm already in the college I know I'm getting into. Shout out to San Diego State. Like, that's easy for me. The hard things are freaking people. So, this is very interesting. I have a soulmate candle I bought, and it always shines at a very low frequency, maybe because my soulmate is, might not be close. I like to light it sometimes, and today when I was at the crystal shop, the lady was, she's really cute. She owns a small crystal shop, and she gifted me this really pretty blue this really pretty blue miniature candle. It's very bright. It's really cute with a crystal in it and a little Hamsa hand in it. I'm going to keep it in there till, like, I don't think anything will happen to them. So she gifted that to me, that sweetheart, and I just tried to light the Hamsa hand candle with my soulmate candle, and the Hamsa hand was like burning super bright and wouldn't catch on fire. I don't know if that means something. Hopefully it means good things, not bad things. But yeah, that's how I've been feeling. Me looking up what do blue candles mean. So blue candles are used for protection, trust, harmony, creativity, forgiveness, to focus, communication, and prophetic dreams, which is really cool because I kind of need all of those. So shout out to her, and that's probably why she put like the evil eye and the Hamsa hand. That was really sweet of her. So yeah. That's how life has been playing out for me lately. I will tell you guys if anything insane or crazy happens with, like, Chad and we end up dating. I really thought this time was going to be, like, the third, fourth time is charm. I really thought it was because, well, for starters, we're talking about his mom again, just family things, hanging out. He was calling me hot again, and then out of nowhere, I was like, so when am I coming over? Kind of as a joke, and he was like, when COVID no longer has, like, dying cases. And I'm not saying that's anything bad if you want to take care of yourself. Of course, I'm all for it. My parents literally work in the medical field. The thing is, this dude goes out with his friends 24/7. He's never home, and I know he doesn't care like that because I know him. So it's just kind of hard for me because I feel like if you wanted to, you would, and he's clearly not wanting to right now. So it's kind of hard on me in that sense. Hopefully God knows what he's doing. Also, okay, I'm not going to say this on here, never mind, but yeah, I'm wishing a lot of love and happiness and great beginnings for this holiday season. Just enjoy it because I feel like the year is gonna fly by after that. So just have fun, enjoy yourselves, and everything's gonna work out, and everything that's meant to be for us will be for us. And you know, life, just let life and the universe do its thing. I love you guys.